Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests that have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, now let's get into the show.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jasmine Silver on the line, and she's co-founder and director of operations at Connect Talent. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. I'm so excited to be on your show.
All right, Jasmine. So excited to get into Connect Talent today and some of the ways that you're helping, really to create a diverse and meaningful workplace environment for many of your clients and how you're attracting talent. So I'd like to get into all of that. But before we do, let's just start with our signature question. So, Jasmine, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. So that's our mission here. Jasmine, what mission matters to you?
Thanks, Adam. I love that question. And we really love your platform and what you do, too. And talking about our own mission is just, it's so important to us as entrepreneurs because it's really at the core of everything we do and every decision we make. So the super short answer is that we are a recruiting company, and our mission is to focus on hiring professional female talent and increasing diversity within companies. So my co-founder, Runa, and I were working moms looking for that elusive work-life balance. And our mission at Connect Talent is all about helping moms like us find that balance. And at the same time, helping companies achieve diversity and efficiency on their teams. So essentially, we are who we serve. Most of our candidates are professional moms like us who are re-entering the workforce after a short career break, or moms outside of big cities looking for a remote or flexible role or one closer to home. So our mission is really super close to our heart, and thank you for letting us talk about it with you today.
That's awesome, Jasmine. I love bringing on mission-based entrepreneurs and executives to really share what makes what they're doing special. And I just have to ask, I've done quite a bit of interviews, and I've talked to many, many different agencies and things like that, and your model is very unique in the fact that you have such a defined niche. Tell me a little bit more about what went into that decision, because I'm sure it wasn't an easy one. I'm sure people were like, what, you're going to do this? Like, you got to do this and this and this. And you're like, to stay focused is not easy. So tell me a little bit more about what went into that decision.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, we started it to help moms like us achieve that work-life balance. And Runa, my business partner, and I, we met while our youngest children were in preschool. I had been a divorce attorney in New York City. Runa had been a CPA at a large company. So we had these corporate backgrounds and had both taken some time off to be with our families when we had young kids. And then as we each prepared separately to re-enter the workforce, we started having a lot of discussions about how we wanted to find that work-life balance and how the lack of balance was keeping so many professional women like us out of the workforce. Then we also learned how few resources there were for moms in the workforce and that so many companies were actively seeking to add and retain women on their teams, and they didn't know where exactly to find that talent. So in creating our recruiting company, Connect Talent, we wanted to fill those two voids with women and with companies and connect those two factions. And people seemed really excited and encouraged by our idea on both sides. And since the moment we started 2.5 years ago, it's really been full speed ahead. We just kind of went with it.
Wow, that's it's such an interesting story, and I think it's a great mission. And I feel like you have multiple clients in any recruiting agency, right? You have the business, you have the candidate. So obviously you have two sides of the coin there. So I like to kind of tackle those separately, if you will.
Sure.
Let's start with the candidate side of things. So, like, what has been some of your feedback there?
So the candidates really love what we're doing. Number one, because we can relate so closely with a lot of them. Like I said, as working moms ourselves, who have faced all the same challenges in the workplace and going back into the workforce after a short career break. So a lot of the feedback from candidates has just been, we love working with such a unique company, and we love that you two as co-founders can relate to us and our struggles, and really see what we're looking for and what kind of work makes the most sense for women and moms in particular.
And now from the employer side of things, like, and how that works, like, what's that initial reaction? Like, how do people find you? Are they searching, like, on Google or saying, like how do they find you? Like, because that's always interesting to me, because it's like, I feel like a lot more people, obviously now they're going to listen to this. Hopefully some people are going to call you, and we'll give you an opportunity at the end of this to leave, obviously, contact information, all that, because I do want people to follow up with you, because you are serving an amazing need. But, like, how do people kind of react when they hear a little bit more about the business model and what you're doing?
Honestly, the companies, the employers, the businesses that we work with, they a lot of times work with us specifically because of our mission. They love that 99% of our candidates are women, you know, a lot of moms. They love that we really bring diversity to the table for them. And a lot of those companies come to us specifically for those reasons, because, you know, they want to add women on their teams for a variety of reasons, either, you know, whether it's just the diversity or just efficiency, experience, the ability to multitask, or a lot of times their own clients or investors are kind of demanding it, that they bring more women onto their team. So, you know, a lot of companies come to us specifically knowing that's what we bring to the table, and they're really excited about it.
What's interesting?
Go ahead, Adam.
No, go for it.
You had asked how they find us, and I was just going to say word of mouth has been a really great source. Once we, you know, make a few placements in the beginning, then they tell, you know, colleagues and things like that about us, but also, like you mentioned, PR and marketing, and, you know, we have a website and everything, and those are great ways that hopefully people find out about us.
What are some of the niches that you work in terms of, like, placing the talent, like, whether it's tech or healthcare or, you know, or agnostic? I mean, give me some of that flavor.
Yeah, sure. So that's a great question, because there are certainly recruiting companies, full service recruiting companies like us that focus on one particular niche. We don't do that. Our particular niche is our candidate pool, and that's what makes us unique. So we have candidates in all professional industries. It runs the gamut from, we have candidates in marketing, legal, sales, administrative, HR, operations. It runs the gamut in industry that our candidates are in.
That's helpful. And what about like career level? Like, give us a flavor on that too. Is this only for like senior level executive, CEO, like a C-suite like level, or middle manager, or give us a breakdown of that?
Yeah, sure. It's mostly mid to senior level roles, I would say, because a lot of our candidates are more experienced. So while we have clients who have come to us and asked for someone with only 2 years experience or whatever it is, we can certainly help, and we have placed candidates like that as well. But most of our candidates have, you know, probably 7+ years experience. So I'd say mid to senior level.
What excites you right now in just recruiting in general, and like what's going on in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I love this industry. I think it's really cool now that diversity is such a big push for so many companies. And I think it's really cool that so many companies want women specifically to be brought, you know, either back into the workforce or into the workforce. I think it makes for such a more interesting and efficient and exciting workplace when there's, you know, whole diversity of people on your team. So I'm really excited about that in the industry in particular.
Fantastic. Well, Jasmine, I tell you, it's been great having you on the show today, and I'm happy and excited to introduce you and your company to my audience. I think it's awesome what you're doing. I love that you're focused on helping your clients and also making those perfect matches with employers. So I think it's great. So if somebody's listening to this, Jasmine, and they want more information, either because they're a candidate or they're looking for placement, or they're an employer and they have some roles to fill, what's the best way for people to follow up and to connect?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been helping a lot of companies all over the country now fill, you know, remote roles too. So the best way to learn about us is to follow us on our socials, mainly Instagram and LinkedIn, at Connect Talent LLC. We post a lot of job opportunities, career tips, updates on local and remote events that we're doing. And then you can always, you know, comment or message us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can go to our website, connecttalentct.com. And there you can learn more about our mission, our background, and see some of our, you know, recent news coverage. So yeah, we're just really excited for more people to know about us. Oh, and by the way, our company is spelled C-O-N-N-E-C-T-A-L-E-N-T, Connect Talent.
Perfect. And we'll of course put all that in the show notes and stuff so people can just go on there and click and easily get to your information. So we'll make it nice and easy because we definitely want people to go check it out. So first off, Jasmine, awesome having you on the show today. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, especially if you're a first-time listener, hit that subscribe button. We definitely want you to be a return listener and return visitor. We have many, many more mission-based entrepreneurs and executives coming up for you, and I don't want you to miss a thing. And Jasmine, again, it has been a pleasure having you on. Thank you.
This was great. Thanks, Adam.